Google finally did it. They brought their Pixel Buds True Wireless Earbuds to market, and I'm going to review them next. Hands on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit. Hey everybody, I'm Jason Howell, and I am here to review the new Google Pixel Buds. Think of these as Google's AirPods for Android devices. Apple has its AirPods, wildly successful. Google wants a little piece of that pie too. So they released their next version of the Pixel Buds. The previous version had this little wire that went from one ear to the other, and a lot of people didn't like how they fit. So Google brought us this new version. And you might be wondering if they solved some of the issues from the first version. So let's dive in and take a look, and I can give my review of the Pixel Buds. So first of all, these are true wireless earbuds. Definitely, in my opinion, an upgrade over Google's last kind of approach on wireless Pixel Buds. They're $179, so they're not inexpensive. I will say they're the same cost as the Jabra Elite 75Ts. Those happen to be my favorite of the true wireless earbuds right now. They support Bluetooth 5.0. So why don't we get right into the design first and foremost? Just right off the top, I love the look and the feel of these, both the earbuds as well as the case. They just, if you've ever had a Pixel phone, you know the Pixel kind of aesthetic. It's got a nice, smooth exterior, slightly textured. Everything feels solid to the touch, doesn't feel cheap and empty. When we pull the earbuds out, and when we show the earbuds, you'll see that there's a little nub that's included. This is meant to mold into your ear so that they don't move. And I would say that's one thing to look out for. This little nub right here actually gets a little uncomfortable over time. So if you're wearing these for long periods of time, you might notice a little like a kink in your ear, and you need to shuffle it around or maybe take them out for a while. So that's a little bit of a thumbs down. But they also have a spatial vent design that is really nice to me. It's a great balance between being completely sealed off, which is what I'm very used to, and you do get better audio quality generally when you're totally sealed off from external noise. It's a balance between that and open air, which gives you more spatial awareness. So if you like to go running or riding your bike, or you just want to be somewhat more in tune with what's going on in your environment, spatial vent design is going to improve that and give you a little bit more awareness outside. But as a result, they do not isolate. So maybe, like, I haven't flown on a plane anytime recently, but these might not be the best earphones on a plane because they're going to let more of that external noise through. So keep that in mind. There is a sensor on the earbuds that detects when it's removed from your ear. That's handy because you can actually activate a setting that will pause the music or whatever you happen to be listening to the second it detects it coming out of your ear. And then consequently, when you put it back in, it resumes. It starts playing again. It worked really well for me. They are IPX4, which is sweat proof. So good for workouts. I definitely did a lot of running with these and a lot of workouts and stuff. Got kind of sweaty and had no problems there. The full surface of the outside of the earbuds is touch sensitive. So they respond to different touch activities. For instance, swiping forward to do volume up, swiping back, volume down, tap to answer or pause, that sort of stuff. And it's all fully customizable, which I'll talk about just a little bit later. But and it doesn't require like the pushing in of a button the way the Jabra 75T do. So you just tap it lightly and it does what it needs to do. I like that a lot. The box does include three sizes of ear tips. The pre-installed ear tips actually worked well for my ears. I will say one bonus that I noticed is that either earphone can be used independent of the other in mono mode. So you're not locked into just using the single right earbud if you want mono and you want to keep the other ear open. You can use either one of them. Also, and I thought this was really cool because this doesn't happen very often, I can wear one of these earbuds and give the other earbud to someone else and it will still play. Not all wireless earbuds do that, but the Pixel Buds do. And I like that a lot. Let's talk a little bit about sound quality, because that's pretty important when you're talking about wireless earbuds and earbuds in general. Starting with call quality, I made a number of calls with the Pixel Buds, and I would say audio quality on both ends was excellent. I also had my wife call me wearing these and kind of test what I heard and everything. And overall, I'd say I was pretty pleased with the quality. Everything sounded clear, didn't let in a ton of external noise, so I felt like I could hear what she was saying and vice versa. So that's good. Music sounds crisp and clear, although I will say that the low end is not overemphasized. And I bring that up because the Jabra Elite 75Ts are my favorites when it comes to sound quality. And there's just a lot more low end response. Just music sounds richer with the 75Ts, and especially directly compared to the Pixel Buds, which are in the same price category. So if sound quality is your priority, you might want to look at the 75Ts compared to the Pixel Buds. It's one thing to keep in mind. The Pixel Buds do offer a feature called adaptive sound. And think of this, if you've had in your car the option to turn on for with your stereo so that when you start driving faster and things get noisier, the volume turns up. And then when you start to slow down, the volume ducks down. That's what adaptive sound is. But it's really about your external environmental noises that are happening. I don't care for that feature. And I don't like, it's not an effect that I want when I'm listening to music. I want steady, solid sound. So I didn't care for this. I think this is a personal preference thing though. That might be something that you're very interested in. So I think it's your mileage may vary as far as that's concerned.
I also connected the Pixel Buds to my MacBook Pro to record the audio there so that you get a sense of what people would hear if you actually use these on a video conference call, since we're doing that a whole lot more these days. This is the quality that you get. Definitely not nearly as good as like a wired headset with a microphone right on your mouth. A little empty. Wireless earbuds, when they're used like this, commonly sound kind of distant like this. So keep that in mind. Maybe not the best solution, but definitely convenient.
Now for a little bit of a negative. I did have a couple of times, primarily when I was on a call, but I think this is happening for other people in different situations, where while I was moving, I was walking my dog, and one of the earbuds kind of disconnected from the other one and just completely blanked out. And it was a very sudden kind of jerky, like, and then silence. And then probably about 3 or 4 seconds later, and it came back on and I could hear everything. One time it was slightly out of phase with the other. And I realized like part of this is just Bluetooth in general. When you're talking about true wireless earbuds, that can happen. But I will say in my experience with true wireless earbuds, some earbuds do it more or at all compared to others that don't. The Jabra Elite 75Ts, I've never had that happen. I've had that happen a couple of times with the Pixel Buds, and you know, friend of the network, Jeff Jarvis from This Week in Google, and a number of other people on Reddit, as one example, are complaining about the issue. So it's something to keep in mind. Consider the fact that Google has promised regular software updates and firmware updates for the Pixel Buds, including feature drops. So there's something to look forward to there, and I have to imagine they're going to address this going forward if it's a wider issue than just that. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass. Your remote workforce is a vital part of your business, but it can also be a security risk. Easily transition from office to home with LastPass. LastPass enables IT to remain in complete control over which employees are accessing which resources, and employees can securely share passwords across teams. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. All right, one of my favorite features of the Pixel Buds is hands-free assistant. It might not sound like a big deal. We're very used to having assistant running on our phones so that we can say, hey, G, and throw the command and our phone, it picks it up. Why I like it so much, just as an example, on the Jabra 75Ts, I have to push the button in order for that to happen. There is a way to set up the phone with Smart Unlock so that it automatically recognizes that my Jabras are connected, and then it unlocks the phone and it's always listening without me having to press the button. But still, my command is going to the phone initially before the earphones. With the Pixel Buds, it's fully integrated with Assistant always listening mode. So you can turn this on if you so choose. But what it allows for is when I'm out jogging and I miss something on a podcast, I can say, hey, G, rewind 30 seconds, and boom, it does it. It jumps right into it. I don't have to push the button. I don't have to reach up. Maybe my hands, at one point I was carrying groceries and my hands were full and I wanted to play the thing that I was listening to. So I just barked the command and it worked. And it was kind of magical. I loved it. I definitely use Assistant way more with my earbuds with this feature than I do when I have to push the button in order to summon it. So that is a great, great feature. All right, now the case. I've been flashing the case a lot. I would say hands down, this is probably the best wireless earbud case that I've used to date. First of all, it's just designed really nice. It's got that total Pixel aesthetic, that soft touch kind of feel, feels sturdy. It has almost like a Zippo lighter quality to it when flicking the top open and shut. And maybe that doesn't sound like a big deal, but consider how often we're reaching into these cases to pull our earbuds out and to put them back in. And if you have a poorly designed case, that really destroys the experience. So having a well-designed case improves it. And I think this is absolutely the case here, no pun intended. It fits into the pocket nicely. The way it's rounded, it just drops right in and it's easy to find. There is a single button on the back that enables for pairing. It's very easy pairing process. It was a piece of cake. Basically, on my phone, my Pixel 4 XL, I turned on Bluetooth, I opened the case, and a few seconds later, a message just magically appeared on my Pixel 4 XL to say, hey, tap here to pair. I didn't have to dive into Bluetooth settings to do it. It just happened. And if you want to force that pairing, you can push the button and that can make that happen as well. It has LEDs up in the top, which reflect the amount of charge in the buds themselves. And then it has an LED down in the bottom to reflect the amount of charge on the case. And that's nice to know. You don't necessarily have to go into your phone to find this information, though you can. It's nice at a glance to be able to look down and go, hey, everything's fully charged. I'm good to go to run off with this. Of course, there is USB-C on the bottom for charging. Some cases don't have that. So, of course, Google does. And if you don't want to plug it into charge, it's another big feature here. This case supports wireless Qi charging. And that's really great when it works. I had a pretty big issue with this for a couple of days solid. I tried and tried and tried to get this case to wirelessly charge, but alas, it would not do it. It would not recognize the wireless charger. I tried many chargers, reverse wireless charging, nothing worked. Then suddenly it did. And ever since then, it's been working flawlessly. I've used it on my Pixel stand, which, by the way, pro tip, if you're using the Pixel stand to charge the Pixel Buds case, it has to be upside down. If it's right side up, it's not going to charge, but that's not a big deal. I also charged it on my Samsung Qi charger, as well as some reverse wireless charging from the S20 Ultra. And now it works, but still, I'm in touch with Google. I'm getting this replaced via warranty just to be on the safe side. So I'm not saying that this is a widespread issue, but it was with me, and keep your eyes peeled on that if you happen to pick this up. And the battery, you know, speaking of the battery, I would say the battery on a full charge, I got around 5 to 6 hours for the earbuds, which I think is perfectly sufficient for me because I'm never listening to my earbuds longer than that ever. You might have a different situation, so maybe that's different for you. Keep in mind that each earbud works independent of the other. Right? I talked about earlier how they can each be used in mono and the other one can be put away, either one of them. So if you really need to get 10 to 12 hours of continuous listening and you can't charge up in between, just use one bud. When that runs out, use the other one. Good. You're golden. The case itself charges buds very quickly. I think a 10-minute charge gets you about 2 hours of playback, roughly. So these are fast charge that's happening. And then the wireless charge of the case or plugged-in charge is pretty darn fast as well. So personally, I know a lot of people are complaining about the battery life on the Pixel Buds, and it just was not an issue for me. Now, finally, the app. If you want to call it an app, it's actually integrated into settings. It only appears in your Bluetooth settings when the Pixel Pixel Buds are actually connected to the phone. So you have to tap into the settings through Bluetooth and boom, there you've got the app that's integrated there. You have controls for Assistant, of course, also your touch control customization if you want to set different functions for different touch control taps and that sort of thing. In-ear detection, adaptive sound, of course, is there. There's also a feature for Find My Device, which actually rings your earbud. If you happen to lose it, maybe you drop it in the couch cushions is the usual example, or wherever it happens to be. You hit that in settings and it'll throw that command to the earbuds if they're within kind of connection distance, and they start to ring. And it works really well. I'm really happy to have that. I think it's a great feature. One thing you won't find in the app is any sort of EQ. So if you want to craft the sound of the Pixel Buds, like I said, sound wasn't necessarily the best when compared to the Jabra Elite 75Ts. I can make it sound better if I had control of it with some EQ settings, but you're not going to find that in the stock settings app. So maybe, again, maybe that's a feature that Google will include in a future feature update. So overall, how do I feel about the Pixel Buds? I'd say I feel pretty positive about them. You know, there's a lot that I really like here. Design, of course, the wireless charge when it works is really nice. Hands-free assistant, which, man, I love that feature. The sound is pretty good. Again, like I said, not as good as the 75Ts, but still pretty solid in and of itself. The spatial vent really grew on me, though, you know, keep your eyes on what situations that might be better on over others. And the promise of software updates, I think, is a pretty great thing to look forward to. On the downside, battery life is, yes, let's say somewhat less than the competition. Didn't bother me, might for you. Definitely discomfort of long wears over time because of that little nub that fits into your ear. Strange periodic dropouts, which I hope Google addresses because it sounds like I'm not the only one that experienced that. And the wireless charge design. Again, that only happened on these that I'm aware of, but your mileage may vary. So overall, $179 might sound and feel pricey, and maybe it is. There are a lot of true wireless earbuds out there that are in the double digits instead of the triple digits, but you're also going to find a lot of the competition in this price category. And price to price, when I'm comparing my two earbuds here, the Pixel Buds and the Jabra Elite 75Ts, I mean, they're both pretty compelling, but for different reasons. It's hard for me to pick one over the other. I think maybe I still prefer the Jabra Elite 75Ts, just a hint, because sound quality to me is really important. But that full hands-free assistant integration is really hard for me to give up. And definitely, these feel like your Pixel earbuds. Like, if you are a Pixel fan, you're going to want these in your toolbox. I'm Jason Howell, host of Hands on Android, a techie look at how to customize your Android device, as well as take a look underneath the hood and see what's really going on down there. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/HOA, or you can find Hands on Android in your podcatcher of choice.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.